You've been learning about value investing, finance, just regular investment for a while now, but you don't know where to go next. You're getting confused about the vast amount of information on the internet. You don't want to waste your time on crap information. You want good information and reliable information. In this series of videos on value investing and finance education, you will find those answers to those questions and much more. My name is Jason Rivera. Welcome to Value Investing and Finance Education.
Hey, Jason here. Today I want to talk about some practical, massive competitive advantages you will gain if you implement them. These aren't for necessarily specifically for a value investing business. These are more generalized. These will help you in everyday life. In all relationships, in all interactions, the older I've got, the more I've witnessed, especially my generation and younger, that these things, in my opinion, will become massive competitive advantages over the next 20, 30 years. And they already are now. I think they will become more and more prevalent and more valuable over time. Okay, these are in no particular order. I think they're all important. But these are my observations dealing with business people from all over the world, dealing with students from all over the world, dealing with people from all over the world. And again, just from experience as I've gotten older. Telling people the truth and sticking to your word and doing what you say you're going to do. The older I've gotten, especially this applies into business, is people say they're always, we're in the business arena, people say they're always going to do stuff. Very few actually execute and actually finish what they say they're going to do. It's actually kind of insane to the amount of people who don't finish anything. It's mind-boggling to me. Because the only time I don't really finish anything, if it doesn't bring me any value, or it doesn't hurt anyone, and I just get bored with it. Something like reading a book I don't want to read. If I don't like the book, I don't find any value in it, I don't finish reading the book. But this comes down to, if you say you're going to do something and on this day at this time, just calling it, for example, at that time, that day and time, something simple as that, as being on time and saying you're going to do something when you're going to do it, finishing something, executing, is incredibly valuable. I can't stress how valuable this is. Frankly, I don't know if I can put it into words how valuable this skill is, because again, I would probably estimate less than 10% of people actually finish stuff, valuable stuff, on a consistent basis, or finish anything on a consistent basis. They say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. Another one is having integrity. This kind of goes with the last one, is there are a lot of, especially on the internet, fake millionaires, fake marketers, fake people that want to help you, gurus that want to help you. Make sure you're actually dealing with somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. Look at their performance record, look at their education, look at their experience, look at something other than just believing what they're saying or believing what they put out there on social media. If you are believable and you're genuine, massive competitive advantage. Massive competitive advantage. Again, the key word, if you're honest and you're genuine, you have to be genuine. You have to actually genuinely care about other people to do that. And massive competitive advantage. Another one is genuinely wanting to help other people. Most, I don't want to say most, many people in my generation and younger Many people in my generation and younger only care about themselves. Only if it doesn't affect them positively, they don't care. If it doesn't help them, they don't care. If it doesn't help get them closer to their dreams, they don't care. And to a degree, this is fine. You have to reach for your dreams. You have to do stuff that makes you happy. But if you only care about yourself and no one else, you're going to be a very lonely, unhappy person. You're going to be miserable to work with. Nobody's going to want to hire you. You're not going to live a very fulfilling life, in my opinion. It's just pretty much as simple as that. Another one is taking care of your responsibilities. Again, this kind of goes back to the first one. Taking care of things you say you're going to do. Just taking care of your responsibilities, whatever they are. It doesn't matter if they're kids, school, job, education, learning, doing something you don't like doing every day, but you have to do it. Doing something, or just taking care of your responsibilities, is a huge competitive advantage, again, because many people don't do it anymore. They just, somebody else will take care of it. It's not my problem. All that kind of stuff. Another one. Learning. If you can learn fast and well, you can do just about anything you want to do. I've been specifically hired in the past because the people who hired me, I'd worked with before, and they knew that I could learn something insanely fast. So if you can learn very fast and very well and very efficiently, you will be incredibly valuable in the marketplace. And I guess I should probably rephrase that. If you can learn valuable skills fast, and implement those ideas, not just read a ton of books and not do anything with it, actually you retain the information, valuable skills, and then go from there, and you'll be incredibly valuable. It will give you a massive competitive advantage as well, because I don't remember the stat exactly, but something like 80% of adults in the United States don't read one book a year. So if you can learn and you like learning, you'll gain over time massive, massive, massive compounded competitive advantage over people just by the amount of information and stuff you're learning and skills you're learning. Another one is being trustworthy, I guess, telling the truth. I don't say I hate many things in life. A very happy person, generally. Very easygoing guy, very easy person to get along with. But one thing that just sets me off is lying. Do not lie to me. Do not treat me like I'm a child. Do not treat me like I'm an idiot. Just tell me the truth, and we'll deal with whatever the consequences are from there. Most of the time, it's not even any consequences. I'm dealing with this with my daughters to a big degree right now. And my oldest is about to finish up second grade. And earlier this year, she must have picked it up from school somehow, because my friend's daughters at the same age are doing the same thing, or were doing the same thing, as lying. And I told my daughter, I was like, I don't care what you did. Yes, you will still get in trouble, most likely, if it's something bad you did. But if you lie to me, it's going to be even worse. Lying just sets me off. I don't deal with lying. I don't deal with liars. It literally drives me insane. I don't understand it. That, if you can be trustworthy and tell the truth, massive competitive advantage. Liars eventually get found out. If you're truthful with people, you don't have anything to hide. You don't have anything to worry about. These, and I'll probably make this a regular series, because I think of these all the time. It's just I'm watching a certain scenario and something comes along and I'm like, man, that is kind of insane that is going to be a competitive advantage. Patience, kindness, going to be huge competitive advantages. Most people, again, my generation and younger, incredibly impatient. They want everything right now, right now, right now, right now. If they don't get it, they're on the next social media, or the next whatever it is. Patience is going to be a massive. I think that's probably going to be one of the most important competitive advantages, is patience. And I don't mean patience like you're waiting forever and nothing's happening. I mean patience that if things are out of your control, you're going to either wait or push or continue learning it and go from there and control what you can control, which I talked about in a previous video. Control what you can control. Patience, kindness, going to be massive competitive advantages. All these things. Again, all the things we talked about, and I'm sure I'll do more videos on these because, again, they just come up in certain scenarios. When I see something, I'm like, that is either horrible or that is fantastic. Perseverance is another one that's going to be huge. If you can stick with something when it's not working, but you're learning, gaining skills, gaining knowledge, gaining experience, whatever you're doing, again, it has to be a valuable skill. But if you're persevere through it, it will work out at some point. When you make a mistake, you continue to kind of move and go with the flow and figure out what the mistake was, how to avoid it next time, and then so you continue moving up like that with your experience and knowledge instead of just kind of stagnating and nothing is my fault, everything is everybody else's fault. Figuring out how to persevere is an incredibly powerful competitive advantage for, again, everything, like all these are. If you like this video, let me know. I'll do more of them when I see a competitive advantage. But in my opinion, these things will become massive, massive, massive over the next 20, 30, 40 years. Because, again, a lot of people in my generation and younger don't have a lot of these things, don't have a lot of patience, don't persevere through things. This is more of a, not necessarily my generation thing, but a worldwide thing, is people lie, they're not kind, all these things we talked about. And again, these aren't just my generation and younger. This is a worldwide thing. I think it's going to be massively, massively, massively give you massive competitive advantages over the next 20, 30, 40 years. Again, this goes back to just being a decent person, a lot of it. Just being a decent person who cares about other people, cares about other people's time, cares about other people's whatever. Just be a decent human being is a lot of what a lot of this comes back to. So it should be relatively easy for most of us out there, and it is for most of us out there, but there are many who these things just don't make any sense for, and a lot of these people are in, unfortunately, the business and finance arena, as we found out in the pretty much every recession going back for how long. There's a lot of arrogance, there's a lot of greed, there's a lot of lying. Sorry, got something in my mouth. A lot of lying, a lot of mistrust, a lot of very negative things in the finance, business, investment arena. So the more, and this goes with governments, everything, the more better people or good people we have in these arenas, the better we will be, the better our communities will be, the better the world will be, because we won't have, frankly, assholes running the show, which is what a lot of governments around the world is having to deal with right now, and business arena as well. So I hope this brought you some value. It's not necessarily one of my normal videos I do, but I hope this brought you some value. And if it did, let me know in the comments below. Also, let me know in the comments below what you think is going to be a major competitive advantage over the next 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Love to hear your thoughts. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, love, share, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're notified anytime we release a new video, and releasing new videos all the time. Thanks for watching. again, I know this is a little bit different from what I normally do, but I hope you got some value out of it. If you liked it, let me know. If you didn't like it, let me know. I won't do any more. If you liked it, let me know. I'll do some more like this. And I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.